Where does it go? That was Thank God for Sunday Morning from Concord and Company on Kinship Radio. Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Story time. So before this snow happened, my wife's like, hey, we need to fill the raised bed with dirt. I'm like, okay. So we, a year or two ago, got a raised bed from a neighbor, and it's a big one. It's like 4 feet, maybe 3 or 4 feet tall. It's like 12 feet long. It's 3 or 4 feet wide. So it's a big raised bed. And we had a bumper crop of watermelon. Yeah, watermelon. tomatoes and stuff in there this past year. And she's like, we got to put more dirt in it. I'm like, okay, where'd the dirt go? She's like, it just went. I'm like, so we look in the, yeah, it's an inch or two lower. It was an inch or two lower. And see, she had bought a whole bunch of potting soils and dirts and things. And we mixed them all up and put them in there. But I was like, where does it go? She's like, well, some of it probably falls out the bottom. Like, really? It's the plants, I guess, eat some. The squirrels probably throw some around the yard, but it needed more dirt. And so we did that. And kudos to her. She's always prepping that thing. She's going to be very diligent and planting at the correct time. And then we'll see a harvest. And it reminds me of how God sows the seeds and then he reaps the harvest and he lets us be a part of that. And talking to our neighbors, bringing them things for Christmas, you know, taking care of kids when they need it, and helping shoveling snow. All these things are seeds that are being sown. And then at some point, something will happen, and they'll come to you and be like, hey, Ryan, I had a loved one die. Do you have any insight on what I'm feeling right now? And hopefully I will be ready to give an answer. God reaps the harvest, but I'm so glad he lets us be a part of it.